Welcome to the Edge Shift podcast with Katie Novak.
Really around this idea of like research and strategies and people doing interesting things.
And Chris Astle.
Doing what's best for kids, like putting kids at the center.
Our goal at EdShift is to dive into educational trends and practices and to connect you with educators and innovators around the world who are committed in subtle and in grand ways to shifting the fabric of education. Check out the show notes for ways to connect with us and our guests.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 1 of season 3 of the EdShift podcast. We are sitting here in the midst of summer, coming up real quick on back to school season. Chris, how's it going? How's your summer?
Back to school has started here in South Carolina already. As crazy as that is, I have friends with kids who went back to school this week. My kid, much to her dismay, is going back to school next week. So I almost feel like we're back in school. It's full swing. But I'm so excited that we are launching season 3. That's kind of crazy. Like, we've done it. We have podcasts and we talk about what hopefully our audience thinks are interesting things. And I think there's a lot to unpack and explore as we go into season 3. When I think about like the landscape of education, I think mental health and well-being is still a topic that is like possibly even more important than it was when we thought it was, you know, incredibly important a couple of years ago. So I think, you know, there's a growing awareness of the value that and value and need that really focusing on mental health and well-being bring into the classroom. So I'm excited to see how we explore that. And then what's kind of interest to me is how schools are evolving and changing. And even watching some of the legislations in the states here in the U.S. shift around how do we fund school and what does school look like, and exploring some of these kind of like alternative schools or micro schools and how that might continue to evolve. Like, that's super exciting to me. I don't know. What's on your mind for season 3?
Yeah, I think both of those, you know, all those topics are super interesting. This idea of mental health and mental well-being, yeah, definitely super important. And like you said, I feel that too. It's like, it's, yeah, we thought it was important, you know, like during the pandemic, and things are, yeah, that's still important. Well, I'll just say that. Still very important.
I read this article just this morning on like 7 things that teachers can stop doing to be more successful. And a number of them were on like running themselves ragged, not valuing themselves and their time and the things that they bring to the classroom. And so that for me is this idea of balance, right? Like,
yeah,
I know. Like how do we bring balance to the classroom and how is that meaningful for students and teachers? And there's even more studies coming out that connect teacher cortisol levels and stress levels to declines in student performance. And so I think like the science is backing it up too. Like we have to stop doing this and we have to normalize a different approach to it. So I really hope that's something that we get to poke at and unpack as we invite our guest on for season 3.
Yeah. I think there's going to be some other really interesting topics that we get to explore in season 3. And I think I'll encapsulate a couple of them that I know we're thinking about with this idea of like, what are we like not doing a great job of teaching in school that we could perhaps being a better job of teaching, of showing, of, you know, of all of these things, like what does education need more of, you know, more representation, more topics that are going to be super relevant to students' lives inside and outside of the classroom, all of these types of things. So I think there's going to be some super fun conversations coming up, you know, circled around that and hope that we're able to explore some of these ideas and give people something to walk away with, you know, whether it's something that they're just going to take and think about or something that they can, you know, start talking about in their schools and in their classrooms right away.
I love that. Hopefully our audience will love it as well. I think they will.
I think so. And I hope so too.
Katie, exciting news. We have a sponsor this season. Does that mean we're all grown up as a podcast?
I mean, as a podcast, maybe, as people, like, wildly debatable, but...
Yes, agree there, 100%. should we tell everyone a little bit about our sponsor?
Yes, we are really excited to be supported by Smart Technologies. pioneering, you know, technology creators of the original smart boards, and as well as by Lumio.
Lumio is one of my favorite tools ever. So I am so happy to have them supporting us, because I feel like anytime I'm presenting or engaging with an audience and I want things to be interactive and hands-on and to really give everybody who's participating a voice, Lumio is definitely my go-to tool.
Awesome. Thank you, Smart, and thank you, Lumio. So with that, we will say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the EdShift podcast. We're super excited about season 3, some amazing stuff coming up. We look forward to going on this journey with you, and connect with us on social. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think about the podcast. If you have suggestions for amazing people we should chat to, we would love to hear from you. Have a great back to school season, or if you're listening to this later, have a great whatever season you're in. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.